Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, are we at the Bucks pick yet for round three?
They well, just picked. Yep.
Oh, hold please. Oh, God damn it. Oh, God, who is it?
Your third round pick. Keyshawn Vaughn, running back from Vanderbilt. Keyshawn Vaughn, running back from Vanderbilt.
Wait, what's his name?
Keyshawn Vaughn.
What? I don't.
But the first name, what? It's hard to.
I don't know him.
It's hard to see.
It's K-E, high comma, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Vaughn.
But I don't know him, though.
He's a running back from Vanderbilt University.
I'm reading that, but I didn't have him on my draft board.
Yeah, I think he went a little early. I don't think he was projected to go until the fourth round.
What?
A little bit of a reach here, but.
Okay, so we had second and third. We didn't. What?
Yeah.
Okay, look. This can only mean one thing. The Bucks are trading O.J. Howard to the Jacksonville Jaguars for Leonard Fournette. That's the only thing that makes sense, right?
I don't know. If they use a third-round pick on a running back, I would say that's probably not not the case.
Oh, you got to bring.
Also, Zach Moss was still available from Utah.
I know.
I thought that's who they were going to
look,
draft.
Man, I trust them. I trust them. I trust him.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Keyshawn Vaughn. Welcome to Tampa, Keyshawn.
Yay!
Hey, Keyshawn!
Yeah,
Vaughn!
Yeah! Yeah! Vanderbilt.
You know, what if he ends up all pro? It could happen.
Hey! Dude!
He's graded at a 5.95, which is a backup.
Backing on up.
Projected backup.
Yeah.
Special teamer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was his 40?
His 40 was 4.51 seconds. So not
he's a little bit faster than the offensive tackle we drafted yesterday.
Yes. A little bit.
It's fine.
Yeah.
What's fast for what was it again? What's his position?
Running back.
What's fat? What's
went
good?
Like 4.43.
4.3.
Yeah.
4.4 is good for running back.
And he's 4.51.
4.51.
That's not slow. How heavy is he?
He is 5'10", 214 pounds.
Okay. Okay.
Pretty hefty.
Okay. He's a big guy. Okay. I have a playlist called Inspire Me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Let's see what else I got. I got Let's Go with 12 O's.
What's on that?
It just butt nectar stuff.
Here, Inspire Me should be called Gay Me. You want to hear what's on Inspire Me?
Yes.
Oh, here's some of the songs you can hear.
I'm a little unsteady.
Gay. Oh wait, it gets gay. Are you ready? You want to know what inspires me, Tampa?
Party girls, don't get hurt. Can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down.
It's a good song.
This is the most transparent I've ever been in my life. I'm coming out, folks. Don't stop me. This is a great song. When I you know when I play this?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Do you know when I play this? When I'm falling asleep in my car, wakes me up every time.
You gotta sing this part right here.
Yep.
I wanna swim on the chandelier.
And then I start thinking about, like, I don't know, the structural integrity of the ceiling that my chandelier would have to be attached to. What kind of bolts are they using to keep that chandelier in place? Because I'm pretty sure I'm ripping down any goddamn chandelier on the
crane.
You know, yeah.
You don't get a chandelier.
I need a wrecking ball. It's pretty bad. I have okay, most of them are, they're not that bad. I have one that's just 90s hip hop. I have a Lil Wayne playlist. I can't play any of because it's all dirty. I have one called Crooners. That's all crooners. It's like Otis Redding.
These arms are mine.
Everybody needs a playlist. This is basically to bang to. This whole playlist is just bang music.
So you do you listen to this a lot? Because, you know, quarantine, you got a lot of time with the girl.
God damn right, baby. I might do that tonight. I might walk in. I might just.
No, you're not.
Watch me.
You're gonna. Let me tell you what's gonna happen. You're gonna air fry some nachos.
How did you know I was air frying tonight? We're gonna do shrimp.
You big green egg. You sous vide and you air fry.
You're an idiot, a-hole. No.
You're gonna air fry some nachos with some tater totters.
Totters.
Sounds delicious right now. I want some totters.
Oh, dude, I got a whole bag of goddamn I got totters. I got waffle fries. I got all that.
That's what I call my balls.
Yeah?
Totters.
Look at my balls. You want to play with my totters?
Tates.
Huh? Dude, I got a ton on my...
I got a ton for you right here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, lady!
Totters.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Leah...
Tater tots, I mean.
I'm going to have Leah start the totters up on my way home.
Shut up.
I get home, they're nice and crispy, right? And that smell, when I open up the garage door, I'm going to smell them totters, and they're going to hit my nose hole, right? And I'm going to go, oh, I smell totters in my kitchen, right? And then it's going to immediately just rev up the old bone, right? And then I'll kick on the playlist.
Don't you remember as you eat your tater totters.
I'll be like, put them totters in my mouth, girl. Yeah. You
said you'd be gone. You had taco night last night, right?
What?
Didn't you have tacos last night?
No.
Like 4 a.m.?
It was 2 nights ago. Right?
I don't know.
What did I have last night? I don't remember what I had last night.
Cooking something last night.
I did make something last night. Somebody made
something
last
night. Wasn't it? No dead pigs?
No, what the hell did I have last night? All the food and the days are running together. I don't know what's going on. It was all rainy last night, so I played this. You know this song?
No.
What? New Edition. The song was remade by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeBobo.
Also remade by a million other people. I believe Boyz II Men even covered it. This is one of those banging songs in the late 80s. Yeah. You play this song when a girl comes over. The pants are coming off. Take them off right now.
I like this. Who is this again?
New Edition. But it was a later New Edition when they added Johnny Gill. You know who Johnny Gill is?
No. What's the song called?
Can You Stand the Rain? Oh, this is really nice, yeah. When that's not possible. See, white people didn't know about this song back in the day because it was only on the R&B charts.
All right, I'm going to add it to my chill day.
See, I was like the ambassador for black music for my white friends because they didn't know about the R&B charts, and I was invited in, so I would have to let them know who, like, New Edition was and Johnny Gill. I had to let my white friends know who Brian McKnight was before he was mainstream. Yeah, they didn't know. Really sad. I still have to tell my white friends who Tank is.
I only found out about him because...
Me.
Yeah, didn't he talk about his penis or something?
No, he has a song called F'ing With Me.
No, he was talking about banging a guy. Why was he in the news?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about S&Bs.
Yeah.
Remember?
It's the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
No, Tank. It was him.
What?
What was it, though?
Tank
exactly?
Ain't gay. Tank ain't gay.
Tell me about being gay.
No, it was something about S and Dizzle.
No, not Tank.
And it was like, was it giving or receiving?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's like, it's not gay. It's something. Let me look it up. I have the internet in front of me.
Leave Tank alone!
You definitely cannot play the audio, though.
No.
Oh, and then you got this. This guy just recovered from COVID-19. You know who this is?
Oh, he said that oral sex between men doesn't make a man gay.
Right. If you don't know.
S and Dizzles.
What if it just pops out of a hole like Hoppy? You're just hanging out on a couch.
Sometimes you get a totter in your mouth, and that happens. Not gay. Not gay. Your totter.
You just whip it in your mouth. Little whip appeal. Did you know Babyface had COVID?
No.
Yeah, he just recovered.
That's good.
Very sad. You know Big Jay Oakerson's daughter and ex-wife are recovering from COVID.
Really?
Yeah. I heard him talking about it. By the way, when I do fire up the old podcast again, I'm going straight Zoom. Even after the pandemic, I'm listening to podcasts right now that they have like five people all Zooming. And it sounds like they're sitting in the same room.
Yeah.
There's no delay. It's crystal clear. It is dumb. Like, you no longer do you guys have to drive to my house to be on the podcast. Like, it's over. It's over. We don't need cars anymore. Where we're going, we don't need roads.